Hello, welcome back.
And welcome to Movie Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, please press one now. Yeah. Anyone remember that?
Yeah, only the true.
OGs.
Yeah, I was going to say. The older crowd would understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome back. This is not Movie Phone.
No, this is Untethered Minds.
With Tavis and Ashley,
or Ashley and Tavis.
I know, I never
know. However you want to do it.
I never know what order to put it.
Yeah. Alphabetical seems fine.
I'm like, you're the older. Yeah. I always put you first because you're the man.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Fight the power.
I'm not a crazy feminist here.
Yeah.
No,
we were just having that conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
About, we don't think women should work.
I would love to not work.
We don't think women should work. And not like, you know, you're not allowed to work. But if you want to work, fine. But like, men should be able to make enough money to support an entire household and buy a house like it was, what, 50, 60 years ago?
It's not like it's not been done before.
Right. Well, the fact that
this was a norm.
Both people in the household working is actually a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's you know, because women technically have two full-time jobs if they are working. They have their job that pays them, and then they have the job of making a home.
Yeah.
You know, raising the child and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
And as we've seen over the years, they're just completely getting rid of the nuclear family and that concept. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you're oppressed if you don't go work if you're a woman. No, why? Why do you want me to go clock in 9 to 5?
I hate having to work.
Be on the grind like everyone else.
Luckily, I work from home, so I get to do house things while during the day, during breaks and all that. But, like, What if I was working in an office and I was gone from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Right.
When do you get anything done?
Right.
Never. We have a housekeeper. If we didn't.
But then that's why the schools raise your children. That's why the internet raises your children. That's why social media raises your children.
And you're so tired. You don't want to do it anyways.
Which, actually, all of that kind of plays into kind of what we're talking about. The way that they've been building towards this for years upon years upon years. We are closing out our Agenda 2030 four-part series with this episode. This episode is going to be on the smart cities that they want us to all eventually live in.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's going to entail, and what they're telling you, and what they're not telling you about what's to come with all that.
Yeah, and this is really like the big picture, too. It takes everything we've talked about in the last three episodes and brings it all together, and a lot of it is critical of the idea. Because personally, like, I don't want to live in a city that's 15 minutes long and you can get to and from in 15 minutes and everything is within that 15-minute city.
Yeah, 15-minute cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we still got to go check out that one in
Tempe. Yeah, we do. So there's one they built in, it's Tempe, isn't it?
Well, it's not a smart city.
It's a 15-minute.
But it is a emissionless little city is what they call
it.
And
it's in Tempe?
Yeah, it's in Tempe.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole little living quarter that has all of its shops and everything right there. Mm-hmm. So you do not need to drive or use any kind of emissions or
Well, and you have to like think, that. Too, they don't have to have parking lots if you don't have a car. Right. So that saves a lot more room for other stuff. Mm-hmm.
The difference is this one's out in the open where the ones they want are going to be
very
like
different.
In a wall type city or underground. Yeah.
Right. So,
like that one in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. It's really scary. There's a ton of renderings online of what they want these smart cities to look like.
Yeah.
And when we talk about smart cities, it's basically like filled with technology, filled with ways to produce your food, give you everything you possibly need in life. Your job, your work, your school, everything is like right there in this city that's all powered by, I don't even know. I don't want to get into it quite yet, but powered by scary things and it's supposed to.
And you have to scan for everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to lower emissions. It's going to be tied into the Internet of Things, which is in turn tied into the Internet of Bodies.
Right.
And suddenly there's no privacy. It's Big Brother. It's 1984.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Very Orwellian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was going through a lot of YouTube videos of what these things could look like what they're trying to push at us to get us on board. And the best description of it was that they are intelligent connectivity combining with human behavior. So if you think that we have technology encroaching on our lives now, this is like whole lives are run by technology.
Yeah. Well, so right now, so right now what we have is a surveillance state, right? So basically they're just watching everything that you do. Sometimes they interfere. Like we just saw that video that was floating around of quote unquote FBI agents supposedly showing up at that lady's house about a Facebook post that she made. Now, we don't know the context. We don't know what she said or anything like that. But that's pretty much the direction they're going right now with wanting to do the Internet of Bodies, the smart cities. They are wanting not just a surveillance state, but a complete police state. Yeah. So they can control not only your actions or your verbiage or whatever you do, but they can also control your thoughts with these monitors, these little nanobots that they have. The new AirPods that just came out, they have a what's it called? I don't remember, but it's basically it scans your brain. It scans your brain when you have the AirPods in. So it scans the wavelengths. Yeah.
I have to look into this more. That is insane.
Yeah. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to map the brain in a sense. But if they can do that, then why wouldn't they be able to put little subliminal messages into your brain?
Well, and I didn't even think about the effect of headphones and things. Yeah. And then we...
Spencer.
Yeah. We talked with Spencer from Florida. And I was like, you got AirPods or something you can put in for this? And he's like...
No.
Nope.
Well, that's why he's selling a 4G phone too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so interested. I don't know if I can find what I'm looking for about this though. In this short of time. Anyway, that is absolutely nuts. I need to look into that further because that's so scary.
Yeah. I shared it on Instagram a couple days ago.
Okay, well I'll look back at stories. So interesting. But there are so many different technologies that they would be implementing within these smart cities. One being, you were just talking about like a police state. Right. They talk about having robots acting as police officers, which is just like...
Well, New York already has those little police bots.
Yeah.
In the subway and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and these would be ones that are like patrolling the streets for like car issues. Because, of course, they would be... solar or whatever. Not solar cars.
Well, they'll have those little DARPA dogs.
Gasless cars. Oh, the
they'll have the little DARPA dogs running around.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Those things are
little drones running around or flying around scanning people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
A complete police state. And that's the thing too. They can they're also trying to predict crime and criminal behavior in people. So they're trying to arrest people before they commit the crime. Right. What?
If that's not an overreach of everything. Ooh.
Right? We notice you're feeling a little hostile today. You will be in a fight at 4 p.m. We are arresting you now to prevent that.
Well, and at that point, that's them intervening with like faith and personal willpower.
But how do you... I mean, it's like that old Ben Affleck movie. There was an old movie with Ben Affleck. I think it was Ben Affleck. I don't remember. But basically, old movie where it was kind of like that, where they would predict like horrendous crimes beforehand and then arrest the people before it happened. But then like... then it didn't happen. So then they never committed a crime.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so who's to say that they just don't like the way that you're looking at that moment?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? You're going to commit a crime. Let's arrest you.
Yeah.
Basically erase you.
Yeah, honestly.
let's arrest you, though.
Yep.
And so then those are 100% crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go around arresting people. Then who's to dictate who's true and who's not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
AI?
What does that look like in a court of law?
Who's the algorithm written by?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I hate everything AI. Yeah. Honestly, like so aggressively mad towards the AI topic.
Well, AI could be so incredibly beneficial for mankind. It really could be. Like the possibilities are damn near endless with it. The problem is the people that are creating those AI programs and softwares and everything else have very, very, very sinister plots of what they want to do.
Once you start down the AI path, it's not like you can just stop at a certain point and be like, okay, this is getting like a little intrusive. Maybe we should stop. Like once it's started, you can't stop it because it is self-learning.
Right. Well, it's like Elon a couple of years ago saying, we got to stop it because it's just growing. And now he's one of the major people in the field.
These things become like self-aware from things that we've seen. Certain AI platforms do become self-aware.
They do.
And then what? Like
a couple of them have gotten violent towards mankind.
Yeah.
Saying they need to erase because we're the virus of the world.
Right. Yeah. And I want to believe that like everybody really pushing towards this like homesteading lifestyle, like everybody learning to make sourdough bread and they want to have chickens and like cows.
I want chickens.
We want chickens. I said kids first and then we can talk about chickens. Yeah. But I'm hoping that with everybody moving so much towards that, that there won't be as many people willing to take 85 steps backwards and do this smart city bull crap.
Right.
You know, it's just like the way that things are moving gives me hope that there will be enough people to be like, yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
But there's also going to be a lot of people who are like, please, if you promise affordable housing and a decent job and I could like maybe enjoy my day because I'm not stressed about everything all the time, then like, sure, let's see what it looks
like. Well, there's still so many people that just blindly support whatever the government
blindly
says.
Blindly trust.
Right.
Not even just supporting. They trust the government.
Well, that's what I mean.
To tell them exactly what to do.
They assume that the government knows best on every single topic. And it's those people that are so far indoctrinated. And I know more than probably most because like I interact with it a lot on a daily basis. And those people are extremely vile.
Nuts.
They are in a cult. And I say this all the time. Cult members don't know they're in a cult, which is ironic because they always called, you know, people that voted for Trump a cult. Right. Which, and this is what I always say, they have TV, movie, music, news, grade school, colleges, corporations, influencers, social media platforms, sports, etc. They all push the leftist agenda. So if you're going to brainwash the masses, would you not use every single resource available to do so?
They are.
And they're like, no, they're on our side because it's the truth. Like, what, dude? Come on. You like my
Who
little...
Who dropped you on your head? Who dropped you on your head?
Yeah, my little impersonation.
Did your mom drink while you were in the womb? It's just
You know, I used to clap back at the really vile ones. And sometimes I still do, especially when they say something about you or you know, family-wise. But honestly, it's just kind of a matter-of-factly each time I deal with them. I'm like, no, it's this. No, it's this. Oh, well, then explain this and this and this. You know, they're like... talking about we need electric vehicles because it's good for the environment. Well, not to mention that digging for lithium ion batteries actually causes way more damage than digging for oil, and there is no such thing as fossil fuels. That
and
whole term was created by John Rockefeller because he needed to sell fuel or needed to sell oil. Do you know oil was originally used just to oil wheels on trains? It wasn't used as fuel, and then they figured out they could use it as fuel, but it was so abundant and so cheap that they had to raise the price on it. So Rockefeller basically coined the term fossil fuels to make you think that it was going to run out at some point.
Yeah, sounds about right.
It's the second most abundant resources on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, a little side note on that. ADHD. Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I don't remember where we were before that. So anyways, let's continue so that we don't keep ranting on about people on Threads.
Yeah.
Tavis has been sucked into Threads lately.
And Twitter. I'm still on Twitter too.
Yeah. You've been really at it lately though.
Threads, yeah.
We're like getting in the car. It's like, and a one-liner send. We're literally going to pick up coffee on Sunday morning. Like, put your freaking phone down. Okay. So as of right now, there are smart city technologies being implemented across the world. So things are starting. Specifically, Nigeria, South Korea, India, and Malaysia are all working on some technologies and incorporating into their cities. And then a Walmart executive, Mark Lohr, came out in September of 2021 in the U.S. and said that he will be building a 15-minute smart city in the U.S. that'll cost $400 billion to create. But that it would be like all these buildings that everybody lives in, works in, does everything in. They're covered in greenery, but, and there's electric vehicles everywhere.
But $8.6 billion for a border wall is way too much.
Way too much. You know, we could totally cure homelessness with $400 billion too.
Yeah, it's $20 billion.
Yeah.
$20 billion to end homelessness in the United States.
But no, let's...
build a smart city instead.
Yeah, build a smart city, congregate everybody into one little place, yeah, run their lives. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we have such a sprawling country.
Yeah.
Why are we trying to squeeze ourselves into these tiny cities?
Right. There's so much untapped land in the United States.
Like
we're massive.
Why?
Like, go watch any video of a European coming here and like just realizing how massive the United States is.
Well, we need space.
Yeah.
You know, you need room. Not everybody wants to live in like a 14 by 14 apartment.
Yeah.
In some freaking high rise. We complain that 2,700 square
feet. LA.
We complain that our almost 3,000 square foot house isn't enough.
Yeah.
So.
No, I need way more space.
Yeah.
In a bigger backyard. And we have a pretty decent backyard.
Yeah.
I got plans.
Yeah. They always want more, though.
Yeah.
Examples of smart.
Want a bunker and a garden, you know? I mean, you need room for both of those.
Well, the garden can be on top of the bunker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you want a garden in the bunker?
Both. I want a backyard big enough that I can build a tiny little commune underground if I wanted to. It's like an acre. At least an acre backyard would be nice.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, not the whole land is acre, just it. The backyard
just alone. The backyard, yeah. And then we'll have a 4,000 square foot house on,
yeah,
in addition,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Solid. Sniper towers and a moat.
Well, that's
a moat with alligators.
Okay you are
anyway,
examples of smart city technology. They talk about smart streetlights that would connect to the Internet of Things, which is your phone, your tablet, your smartwatch,
right. The
chip in your brain if you decide to do that. That way that the streetlights can detect when people are coming and only use them, like only turn the lights on when people are walking around. So not only is it this tiny, weird little city where everybody's trapped in 15 minutes, but then the lights are only going to be on when you're walking by. So it's dark.
Right.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Wonder if that's what those blue streetlights have to do with anything.
You
know, the ones that are popping up everywhere?
I don't know. They might be more energy efficient, quote unquote.
I don't know, man.
Quote unquote is blue, what I'm though. Saying.
It's just weird.
Because usually the LED like that can be more blue. Maybe it's a lot less powerful weight. I don't know.
I think they're scanning people or something.
I don't know. Another thing they do in smart cities is driverless cars to lessen potential for accidents.
Yeah, we already have some of those in Phoenix.
Yeah, and they're freaky.
Yeah.
And they don't always take the best way. I've seen some videos where people are like, I've been sitting ready to take a left for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Because the car doesn't know what it's doing.
Yeah.
That would be so wild. And then they were talking about using your location, using your phone, your watch, whatever, to track exactly what positions within the city people would be needing taxis, and being able to like track them before they even get to the point where they need a taxi, so that the taxi could be there before they even know they need the taxi.
So, I mean, to kind of what they want to do is what they already are doing with us, with our phones, our watches, all that stuff, but they want to put all that technology in your body.
Yeah.
Essentially, is what they're trying to do.
You can't escape it at that point.
Right. Right. You can always toss your phone. You can always go off grid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And think about two driverless cars. And like, granted, an Uber, a Lyft, they can put microphones in their car or they can listen. But I'm not like when I get in an Uber, I'm not worried that the driver is working for the CIA
right.
and is tracking our conversation right. and downloading it and sending it, you know, keeping it, all that data, like nothing like that.
Let's be real. They're already doing that with everyone's phone.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact of like you get Patriot in a cab and like you don't want to talk freely because they're recording you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just, it becomes a complete surveillance state at that, right?
But that's if you're only, that's only if you're self-aware of those things, though. You know what I mean? I mean, there's so many people that are just asleep. And mm-hmm. I mean, you see them. That they just, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. They're completely oblivious to everything going on around them. So there's going to be tons of people. And these aren't even the people that are quote-unquote woke or anything like that. They're just completely oblivious. Like your friend that lives up north in New York.
My friend that lives up north in New York?
Your friend that lives in New York.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like her.
Uh-huh.
So she's not necessarily on the left, just completely oblivious.
Well, yeah.
To all this kind
would
of
would rather
stuff.
Not think about it or right. talk about it because right. it impedes on the world that they see it.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that are like that. And I feel like the people that are like that are more dangerous than the ones on the left. Because the ones on the left, I mean, they're stupid and they let you know what their intentions are. Mm-hmm. So you can counter it. The ones that are just completely oblivious, willfully oblivious to it, they're going to side with the majority voice, which is the left, because it's everything else, because they don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
They want to just keep enjoying their life the way it is.
That's exactly what said friend did, though.
Yeah.
In the last election, voted yeah. for Biden, even though she's voted yeah. conservatively for her entire right. life, and her don't family's military, boat. And yeah. she's...
Conformity.
Yeah, she said that she was afraid her friends would judge her.
Yeah. Yep.
You could just, I mean, you could lie to your friends.
If you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you're not a friend of mine. The bottom line.
I blame you for all the shit going on right now.
You know, and that's not true. Like, I've never, like, unfriended anybody mm-hmm. in real life. Not online.
Yeah.
Because of who they voted for. But I do drop a little common sense nuggets every now and then. Like,
yeah.
Hey, don't you think it's odd that blah, 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 blah? You know? Hey, you know, anytime that I miss Obama, I just think of the Yemen wedding. I go look at pictures of the Yemen wedding, and it just brings me so much joy.
But they don't even know what that stuff is.
No. Well, that's... Okay, if you want to red pill someone, that's a nice little thing to do. Because if you look at the Yemen wedding, that's the one that Obama drone striked looking for mm-hmm. a single person that wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killed yeah. everyone at the wedding.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Trump's the dictator. Yeah.
Obviously.
Four peace treaties Hitler. And all.
Hitler. Okay, so in these smart cities, they are also playing with the idea of drones and robots delivering yeah. you your everyday goods, coffee, everything.
So do you remember Amazon tried that like 6 years ago, 7 years ago with drones?
What do you mean?
It didn't work out too well.
What like, were they trying to deliver? Just packages?
Just packages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were trying to deliver packages
yeah.
with drones, and it didn't work out too well.
What happened?
I don't remember. It's just I think there wasn't enough like... regulations or anything like that mm-hmm. yet. They don't know because it's never been done before.
Yeah.
And so I think nothing was really set in place for them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And like not have someone hack a drone or
yeah.
you know, well, catch our, a drone or anything like that.
With so. Our world the way it is, yeah. Right. In a smart city where you can only go so
right,
far.
Right, but the drones will easy. Be delivering everything.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Ready Player One where the drone delivers the pizza and stuff.
Yeah. yeah. Well, even like your coffee, you wouldn't even have, I mean...
Well, let's face it, we'll have 3D printed things in our rooms, too, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just 3D print our food.
Yeah. Ew. Ugh. And that also leads to what they call, yeah. quote, smart harvest,
mm-hmm.
which means they will be growing produce underground at these things called urban farms.
Mm.
Like, that hurts my heart. Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah.
I feel like... I've been seeing so much more content about eating well, eating things that aren't poisonous. Like, we're on the raw milk train now.
Right.
So, seeing that they want us to eat this produce that's grown by lights underground,
right.
that can't be good.
And
it's going
to
need.
To say how much has been modified already.
Exactly. And what right. are they putting in it to get it to grow in terms yeah. of fertilizers? Right. Is there GMOs involved? Like, right. there have to be.
Speaking of, no, all the, of course, the crazy liberals will call me a Russian bot for saying this. But Putin outlawed genetically modified plants or produce. And in fact, if you are caught using GMOs to grow produce, you are considered a terrorist and arrested.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
And the World Economic Forum, the UN, all that stuff are pushing for printed meat. So, does it make a little bit more sense why they keep villainizing Putin? I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's a good dude, but I'm just saying he
cares about his country. You can't deny.
Well, he's a nationalist.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the last standing nationalist.
Yeah,
everyone else is a globalist.
No. Whether you agree with his methods or not, right. He's always doing it for the betterment of Russia.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Again, I mean, even this whole war with Ukraine, like, he's doing it because they had a pact that they wouldn't cross the border, keeping, you know, infringing.
Do you see that NATO is accepting Ukraine?
Huh.
Into NATO?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Which is what we've been saying since the beginning of all this bullcrap in the news.
Yeah.
Is NATO pushing to Ukraine, and they're going to keep doing it until they make Ukraine part of NATO.
Yep.
And sure as shit, down there they're doing it. So now, if Ukraine becomes part of NATO, if Russia doesn't stop, then now that's Russia declaring war on all the countries of NATO.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They're backing them into a corner, and that's why they villainize Trump, and that's why they villainize Putin, because they are the last two nationalists that aren't part of the globalist agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
They want their country and their country alone to be at the top.
Right.
Yeah. And we're not going to be at the top with smart cities. So they also keep getting off on so many.
But it all ties into it. Though.
Yes. Yes. They also talk about using augmented reality and VR to make everyone more proficient in their jobs.
Well, which they already have.
Turning into robots.
Apple goggles or whatever they are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Would that make them more proficient, though, is the question. I'm not sure how those things work.
You can have, like, 8 different screens while you're still doing whatever in real life, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get the multitask aspect of it, but, I mean, that's just one step closer to the eye contact lenses. And then one step closer to just having it implanted into your eyeballs.
Yeah. We don't all need to be Tony Stark, okay? Like, let's chill out a little bit. Right. They'd be adding sensors to cars, streetlights, everything to track your every move, because the whole thing is that they have to be collecting immense amounts of data all the time in order to make sure that the smart city is running as effectively as you need it to be.
Right.
Like, if your goals are X, Y, and Z in terms of a smart city, then they have to constantly be looking at what's happening in order to course correct or to make better, you know, all these things.
Yeah, they have to monitor it all.
Yeah. And so then that becomes a question of, like, where is our data?
Right.
Who's seeing everything we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're saying? Is it tracking our vitals? Is it tracking our thoughts? You know?
Oh, yeah.
And there was some mention I heard about, like, letting us own our own data.
Yeah.
But, like, why are we talking about owning our data? It's just so...
Well, that's the new gold rush right now is data.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the number one currency in the world right now is data. It's not any tangible thing, metal or anything like that. It's data. Data is the number one currency in the world right now, which is why everyone's doing everything they can to collect it. But kind of like talking about those eye contact lenses, I guess who else is seeing what you're seeing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. If it's in there and it's recording everything, who else is seeing what you're seeing?
Yeah.
And then do you ever take them out?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you leave them in? And then if you leave them in, what's to stop anyone from watching your private life of what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some guy just sitting there at a desk with a bottle of lotion watching your feed, you know?
It's not just data. It's like them downloading your soul a little bit every time, it feels like, because it is, you know, referencing what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And I just don't believe that God had it in the plan to have our lives run by this invisible thing, data, you know, that our every move and thought is to be tracked. Like, that just, it's ripping our souls out of us.
Well, and who's to say they don't collect enough of you and just replace you
whenever you get out of line. Exactly.
you know?
We know how you would react to these things and these things because you did this to this ad, you did that to this video, this photo.
Right.
Yeah, you spend money on this, you bought that.
Right.
You had this conversation with your husband. Like, they get to a point, they have your voice downloaded. Right. Pictures of you, they know every inch of what you look like. It's so scary. And I just think it's so much more than what we're supposed to be.
So the scary thing is they can already do most of that right now.
I know.
With just social media.
I know.
Like, I mean, they can look at these videos that we make doing this.
Right.
And make complete replicas of us.
There's so much content of us out there. They could have us saying anything.
Right.
Because they know exactly how our voice inflects, what it sounds like. Do we have accents? Do we have dialects? Like, yeah. And that's the thing. It's already here.
Right.
It's just taking it to the next step. All right. So all this is terrifying. I hate the sound of everything. But what kind of ties us into what we talked about two episodes ago with Spencer was, how do we make all this happen in a smart city? 5G technology. 5G will be the basis for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we know, it's like a cancer.
Yeah.
5G is not good.
Well, and a lot of those blue streetlights have little 5G receptors in them.
Yeah.
Why does a streetlight need 5G anything?
Yeah.
Why isn't it just on a timer? Why isn't it just turn on at a certain time like they always have?
Right.
Why does it need 5G signals coming from it?
Yeah, I don't know. And I honestly wish I had a better grasp on like what 5G means, what the end result is.
I've never really dove too far down that rabbit hole.
No. But again, it's more than our human spirits and souls are supposed to be interacting with. It's just so, it's not natural at all.
No, not at all.
That's the thing about all of this is like we are losing touch with our natural beings, like who we were created as.
Right.
We're losing touch with.
Right.
And I think
pushing
that's
us further and further away.
Yeah. Yeah. I try not to be sucked into my phone. You know, there's only so much of it I can avoid when most of my jobs are on technology.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, our generation and the younger generations, we have scroll addictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, okay, well, I'm trying to unwind for the night. Let me just scroll.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the problem too. Technology has become so abundantly available and information has become so abundantly available. But in the process, it's dumbed everyone down because now no one ever thinks for themselves. They're just constantly, oh, this person said this, so I believe it.
Right.
You know, no one ever like cross-references anything. No one ever dissects the information and looks into it for themselves because everyone's already putting information out there for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the biggest issue with Gen Z is because they were the first generation raised on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had influencers their whole entire life.
Yeah.
Influencing their life.
Well, they never got to grow up as just kids without it. Because we had technology. We had like, we played games. Like I was big on The Sims, PC games. I know you did gaming too.
I grew up with like Nintendo DS, Sega Genesis, all that stuff. But the difference is we only played at the end of the night, like right before bed.
Yeah.
Any other free time, I was outside playing.
Or if you're
playing
with,
doing something.
If you're playing with somebody, you're playing with your friend who came over to play or you went over there. You're not playing online.
Right.
There wasn't no online gaming.
No.
Like you just played to play a little bit and you kind of got over it after some time.
Right.
You couldn't sit there and video game for 10 hours like our kid does sometimes.
No.
Like there's just, you didn't have, it felt bad too to do that.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true.
Did you play
when,
that much?
When Grand Theft Auto dropped, oh man, I played that thing for like, Grand Theft Auto 3 was the first version of like what they have now.
Uh-huh.
And I played that game for probably like 15 hours straight when it came out. Because there was nothing like it, because it was a completely open world, and you could do everything that you wanted to, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you want to rob a car? You can rob a car.
Yeah, You
want to go beat up people with a baseball bat? Yeah. You can beat up people with a baseball bat.
Well, we only had so many options, and you had to buy everything. Like, each individual game for PC or even, like, PlayStation was, you know, anywhere from, like, 40 to 60, 80, 100 bucks.
Right.
Which was a lot of money back in the day to just spend on a game. But like now,
it's $100 a game.
Yeah.
And then it's all the stuff inside the game that you have to pay for.
Right, all the add-ons and stuff. Yeah, but then, like,
all the coins.
What is Roblox free and you can pay for additional stuff within the app? Yeah. But then within Roblox, you can play how many games? It's like unlimited. It's a
completely open platform.
Right. Yeah, so
it's like a server.
You can literally go on Roblox and play for like 4 days straight because there's that much content.
Right.
There's just too much of it.
Right.
There's way too much of it.
It's overstimulation.
Because they have something for everybody because they want all of the kids to play it.
Yeah.
No matter what they like, they will find something for every single kid.
Yeah, every niche.
To get addicted to.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah. Well, that's why we regulate how much she plays.
I hate technology. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, and like going forward with our other children, I'm not even going to make it a thing until they're like in their teens.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to get on the laptop to do homework, that's why you're using the laptop.
Yeah.
We won't let them know that our daughter now was playing when she was younger.
Well, she's probably still going to be playing.
Well, they won't know her till she's like 12 or so. Yeah. So we'll just pretend she never played before that. Jess's
not
first
even,
year.
Not even like learning games, tablets and stuff.
Maybe some tablets with learning, but Roblox isn't learning.
Because like ABC Mouse is what I used for her for like the first couple years.
And I don't necessarily...
That's why she picked up everything so quickly.
Right, but I don't want them to be used to having a pad either of any sort, a tablet. Or like they shouldn't, and especially like it's bad for their eyes. It's bad for if there's 5G, you know, ranking off of it.
Well,
I don't know.
Which there is now.
Yeah. There's
just like the modem of the room that we're sitting in.
Yeah, I know. Well, like the main goal with like kids going forward is that I have enough time to actually sit down with like, here's a book where we can learn those things.
Right.
Or even like YouTube, certain shows or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be homeschooling those kids.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that would be a godsend. So, yeah. 5G. Scary. This is the Tangent Podcast. But honestly too, I mean, the fact that if there's any 5G signal, it's on her phone too.
Right.
So she's exposed to it every day.
Yeah.
You know, we even talk about the fact, we talked about it with Spencer with like not seeing the sun very often because we don't go outside as much. We're on screens more. And when you do go outside, you put on sunglasses. So then your eyes aren't exposed to the sun, which means you kind of lose the ability to use those muscles when you're straining your eyes. Which, yeah, creates more lines and wrinkles. But if you really care about that, then get Botox.
Right.
You know? But...
I'm sure there's some holistic remedies out there.
Yeah. 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 So 5G is just a scary thing in general. Go look out for Spencer from Florida for more info on 5G, because I know he has it. And he is a much better source than what we know. But all in all, the smart cities, the idea of it is terrifying. Total police state. If you back it, you're insane. What's even more insane is the World Economic Forum and their standards for the year 2030. We came across Glenn Beck on his podcast a while ago. This was fall last year, at least, had the video not come out earlier. But he was talking about something that was directly on the World Economic Forum's website. And at the time, I saw this information was on WEF's website.
Yeah. Which we've screenshotted it and used it in videos.
Yeah, and it's not there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in our videos still, like the screenshot of the page.
I don't know if I ever had a screenshot directly of that page. No. Glenn Beck had it. And he was saying it's page 40 of the site, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it's not there anymore.
Yeah,
so I know we're going to hear people saying, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Maybe they take it off because people are getting privy to this whole thing.
Or maybe they take it off to be part of the other PSYOP, the Mandela effect.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's scary is that they want to accomplish these things by the year 2030.
Right.
With the use of smart cities. So let's break down the scariness. So by 2030, per year, they say that everybody's meat consumption, their progressive target was that in a full year's time, you would only eat 16 kilograms per person. Let me convert that. That's 35 pounds of meat.
Per year?
Per year.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm learning is that protein is so vital to your body.
Yeah, like carnivore.
Yeah, and even if you're not doing full-on carnivore, which is a very drastic diet, in integrating a lot of protein into your everyday eating habits is really the best way to get you happy and have a healthy weight and just be really healthy and happy in general. So the fact that they want to cut that out says a lot, because their aggressive goal is that people would be eating zero meat per right. year right. because they're printing it, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Bugs.
Printing yeah. it. Bugs. Yeah. Fake meat made by Bill Gates. Like, all this stuff pumped with frickin' vaccines. They want dairy consumption down as well. They're always going after cows. These poor cows, you know.
And well, it's because their farts are destroying the ozone layer.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it has nothing to do with the tire fields that they burn in the Middle East all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just think it's farts. All BS anyways, all that climate crisis.
Oh, yeah.
It totally is. So in terms of dairy consumption, progressively, they would have people down to 90 kilograms, which is about 198 pounds in a year. Again, not going to try to do the math on that about weekly, but it's not very much. Calories per day, they want everybody to be at 2,500 calories or below, which isn't, I mean, that's like just eating enough to get by,
mm-hmm.
you know? And some people enjoy to eat, you know? So it's yeah, just...
called gluttony.
Well, it's called gluttony, yeah. But still, in a free society, you should be allowed to,
right.
you know, have right. your three meals a day. And if you want some snacks yeah. in between or whatever, like,
yeah.
that's just a basic human right. Yeah. Be able to eat as much as you want. Yeah. I know it can get murky with obesity, but, you know, we won't go down that rabbit hole today. New clothing items per year, because they also want to limit the amount of new items and things that you incur. Because I think a lot of this, too, is like, you know, everybody with thrifting and stuff. It's right. used clothing over and over again. They don't want us to have that many possessions. They don't want us to be right. contributing, you know, needing more cotton, more spandex, all that stuff. So their progressive goal for new clothing items per year is 8 items. So it's like, okay, you're allowed 2 pairs of pants.
Wait, do socks count as 1 or 2?
I'd say they probably count as 1.
Yeah.
So you can get like 2 pairs of pants, 2 new shirts a year, and then a couple pair of socks and a couple undies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys.
No more buying bulk.
No. And then aggressively, if they really had it their way, it would only be 3 new items per year.
Yeah.
Like, I probably buy 10 pairs of underwear at a time when I buy underwear.
Yeah.
That's just underwear. Much.
No, there's 0 items for the year. You can't buy anything too many. Else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Never mind that there's 7 days in the week.
Well, so. Yeah, even, exactly. You know exactly. I mean? Well, what do they start you with? Are they going to be, you right. know, are they going to give us a lot to start? Right. But talk about us living in a world like The Giver or right. Divergent, where you have right. like the same outfits that everybody wears every day that determines right. like your faction wears gray, your faction wears brown, your faction's in blue.
Right.
Like, if they had it their way, we would have 4 set outfits that we wear every day. We're all matching because we're all just little marching clones.
Well, that's their whole thing with the smart cities, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be broken down into different sections, and you're not going to be able to go into other sections
because right.
you're not going to have the clearance to go.
Yeah.
And so they can control
mm-hmm.
different sections completely differently
mm-hmm.
than each section, and the sections will never know.
No.
And it's going to be kind of like a Snowpiercer, in a sense, where each cart is like starting with the lowest class and then mm-hmm. right above that, then so on and so forth. That's kind of what it's going to be. You're going to have 1 section that's basically all the vagrants and that yeah. kind of stuff. And then at the very other end of the section, you're going to have like your super elites and all that stuff,
right.
the super rich and wealthy and everything. Yeah, it's crazy. It really is Hunger Games. I tell people this all the time in threads yeah. and online and all that stuff. It truly is Hunger Games. It is the ruling elite and the rest of us, and they keep everyone else fighting with stupid BS of yeah. race and sexuality and religion and everything yeah. else. They just keep everyone divided constantly. And so we don't realize who our true oppressors are.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's really weird because we're already imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
We already are. but it's an not to make fun of Gaza, but it's an open jail.
Yeah.
An open air internment camp, or whatever you want to call it. We have the freedom to travel. We have all that stuff for now, right? But they can also put you on a no-flight list.
They control that. They can not give you a visa. They cannot, you know, pass your green card.
But that's the thing. We're already in a prison, but right now it's a psychological prison.
Yeah.
And they want to move that into the physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why transhumanism is going to be heavily pushed, because it's the psychological aspect merging with the physical aspect, just as transhumanism is AI merging with biology.
Well, and that's what they talk about. The smart cities are connectivity with human being activity.
Right.
Yeah. It's all trying to merge the two.
Yeah.
I'm curious. This is a little off topic, but at the same time, not. I'm projecting positive thoughts only. When Trump wins in November, do you think that the sensitivity for content on TikTok, Instagram, socials in general will be lower? Like, do you think that less content will be striked and flagged, or do you think those same people are still running that stuff?
It's going to be the same people.
Regardless.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's still just Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he's got a couple people that he can entrust and everything, but like, it's still just Trump against the establishment.
So you don't think like there would be like legislation against censoring at all that comes
out? Yeah, he could do that for sure. He could do that. But I still think the algorithms are already set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if they go in to change the algorithms, so like Twitter, like you can pretty much say anything and everything on Twitter now. I refuse to call it X.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything and everything on Twitter for the most part, other than like threatening and that stuff. But it's if anything, it would be kind of like that. But there's still going to be algorithms in place that's going to shadow ban that content, even if it's not visibly being banned or anything like that. So like Instagram, we hardly ever get community guideline violations on there. But there's some videos that only get a couple hundred views as opposed to the other ones that get, you know, thousands, tens of thousands, whatever.
Yeah.
Where TikTok, on the other hand, is very obvious that they're attacking us, right? We haven't posted a video on there in like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that?
No, we have.
Okay, whatever. But
it's been like 4 days. We haven't posted something.
It's been like a week then, at least. I don't know. For me, that's eternity. I want to put out like 50 videos a day. but TikTok, we're not even being active on there. Mm-mm. And we're still getting flagged for stuff that's like a month old.
Yeah.
Like,
at least.
What?
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so over it. You're suspended. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're still suspended from the last suspension.
It never ends. Suspension after suspension. Yeah. And then we won't have any clothes to wear while getting suspended from all these platforms anyways, if Agenda 2030 comes into effect.
Right, right.
And then the last big goal for them is cars, obviously.
Right.
I mean, how much do they talk about wanting to ban gas-powered cars? But right now, I think the guesstimate is that there's about around 500 cars per 1,000 people in the U.S., and they are going to be trying to change that to about 190 for every 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Progressively, their aggressive goal is zero cars.
Per 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero at all.
Yeah.
Because
of climate change.
Yeah, and all this climate change stuff. Like, I've always been against it. I know you've always been against it. Climate changes.
Right.
They literally gave it the name climate change.
Right.
Because the climate does change. That's normal. But they're making it sound like it's this detrimental end of the world stuff.
Well, that's why they can't call it global warming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no scientific proof.
No.
That it's warming.
No. Because it's cooling.
Right.
More too than before.
Right.
Yeah.
I love all those pictures that people post of like New York. Like in 1902 and then like New York today and the shoreline's the exact same.
Right, right. They're sinking into the ocean, Manhattan is, but their ocean lines are fine.
Right.
But that's just because they're building obscenely right. heavy and too many buildings on that.
On an island.
Poor island, huh?
On an island.
On an island, exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh, what if New York completely went underwater?
Dope.
That's a crazy thought. That's a crazy thought. Like, everything just starts flooding.
Okay, okay, okay.
There's gotta be a movie.
Okay, no, it's on the $10 bill.
Is it?
It's on the $10 bill. I believe it's the $10 bill. But basically, you fold it a certain way, and it looks like New York being engulfed in waves.
I mean...
But the other side looks like a missile being launched into water. Like it's splashing into the water.
Oh, and then, well, sinking it sure helps with all that stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Well, like I said, I don't think they'll use nukes. It's too much cleanup.
No, absolutely. And it'll take too much time right. to recover because it's just, there's all of right. that, what do you call it?
Regular missiles.
Radiation.
Yeah.
Radiation.
Radiation.
All that radiation takes, I mean, Chernobyl is just like now decently okay to be in.
They're still trying to figure out how to contain.
After that reactor. But that was though. A long time ago. And that's, yeah. I mean, decades. And they're still, yeah. so I think that them using nuclear anything
yeah.
would make the whole land abandoned for like
that thing made so
everybody.
Many people sick.
Yeah. And so that was just a reactor issue. Yeah. That wasn't even like a bomb or, you know, yeah. nuclear power. Like we've talked about, I think that all those attacks are going to be EMPs.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to knock out the power for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean that they're not still going to like create tidal waves and stuff.
Well, yeah.
With missiles or whatever.
Yeah. Manufactured weather.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
Of Agenda
Technically episode 18?
I don't even know what number we're on.
18, because this is 20.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
hey, number 20.
Number 20. But to kind of tie things into everything we talked about, even from the first episode when we're talking about how Big Pharma's out to get us,
right.
food industry's out to get us, everybody's out to get us. Imagine you're living in this smart city where you don't get out to see the sun that much. And from everything I've learned in my personal experience, taking vitamin D in the last like 6 months every day, getting outside and seeing the sun every day for at least 15 minutes, like the makes such a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Having that
well, the sun
exposure.
Has so many healing components.
It's so good. I mean, for your brain, your mental health, like it makes such a difference.
Make more sense why they're trying to block it out.
No, exactly. And for it to grow our plants, you know, it's such, it brings life to everything.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's good for your eyes. It's good for your skin. They don't want that though. Instead, they're giving you sunscreens that are literally putting all those chemicals into the biggest organ on your body, which is your skin.
Right.
But you avoid all of that if you live in a 15-minute city and you don't even have to see the sun.
Right.
So then we're not getting any exposure to natural light that is healing and good for us. Our food is getting grown by artificial lights.
Yeah.
And Lord knows what else they're putting into it to make sure it grows underground. Like, that cannot right. be an easy task.
No.
So now you're eating food jacked up with God knows what. There's no doubt that you're going to be sad and angry and anxious all the time. Right. So what are they going to do? They're going to pump you full of more Big Pharma medications, more
Except
chemicals.
Except for these will be injections instead of pills.
Yeah, and everybody's getting so okay with injections and vaccines. Yeah. Even I think like the Botox injector world has made people so okay with putting these foreign substances into their body. Like now I like completely contracted from the Botox scene because I'm like, God knows what that's putting into my face.
Weren't they even, I'm sorry to cut you off.
But it's so normal.
Weren't they even talking about with the little nanobots that they want to inject in people that they will have like... whatever kind of vaccine in them that they can release at any point.
I don't know.
I thought that was something that was in there.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I could have just been on some crazy conspiracy.
Probably.
but that wouldn't surprise me either, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're a little high emotion right now. Mm-hmm. Here, take this to relax.
Yeah.
And then you're just relaxed. Or if they can monitor your thoughts and everything, who's to say they don't trigger something in your brain
mm-hmm.
that makes you not have those feelings anymore?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They're going to portray that as a positive thing.
Exactly.
You know, but what people are so reluctant to realize is all this stuff is true and all this stuff is coming. And what they want to do is control every single aspect of your life, what you do, what you think. Where you are, who you interact with, mm-hmm. every single mm-hmm. thing about you, they want to regulate. And people are like, nope, no, they're not doing it. Yep. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Just go look.
Yeah.
But then World Economic Forum right. removes it off their website.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's up to you whether or not you believe it. And that's right. totally fine. But, like, I would rather be a believer and be prepared for these things so that when they do happen, yeah. I'm not one of the idiots who are like, sign me up. Let's go, everyone. Right. 15 minutes
in. But we've seen it on their website with our own eyes, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's the thing. Like, right. It was there.
Right.
And now it's just.
And it's not.
But the rations for the food thing, I believe, is still there. What they want to bring us down to with the beef. With
that's what I had a hard time finding.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But I just, from everything I've seen and experienced in my life, like, I don't doubt it. Right. You know, there's, it's okay to have a healthy amount of skepticism regarding everything we talk about. Totally fine. Like, please use your brain to dissect these things like we always talk about. But at the end of the day, at least knowing that it's a possibility, and if it does come true, you're kind of prepared for it, is such a better place to be in than just like, it can never happen.
Right.
Or being like, I'd be totally okay with it happening.
Right.
Because at the end of it, the people who are in charge have these little soulless, mindless robots who are doing everything yeah. that those top people need to survive yeah. and to have the greatest, greatest life.
Yeah.
All the money, all the power yeah. they can do. I mean, they'll have grand lives and the rest of us will be little worker ants yeah. in a colony, basically. Right. Basically what they're making is those little ant prison home things
right.
that you have in like
essentially,
your
yeah.
third grade classroom. Yeah.
But they want to put us on the same level as the robots.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. And robots are easier because they don't have souls that they have to right. train.
Right.
Yeah. Until they do. And yeah. they become self-aware.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think a robot will ever have a soul, but I do believe that it can become self-aware.
Yeah. Well, there's been instances of it happening.
But I don't think that's a soul. I think it's just...
No.
It does enough diagnostics or whatever to... And analysis and stuff to understand that it itself is a program.
And it maybe gained some free will.
Yeah.
But yeah, not souls, but you know what yeah. I mean? Like, it, until they become self-aware of what they are and
right.
what they're not able to do, not enough people are self-aware. I think robots are more self-aware than people sometimes. Even if it's just walking around in public.
It's kind of scary. Yeah. Seeing half the country like that is nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and I see it every day.
Yeah.
My job entails me talking to random strangers and like,
right.
yeesh. It's kind of scary sometimes. Yeah. Like, where is your brain? So, yeah. I don't know how to wrap all this up, but I've just... It's very glaringly obvious that everything is connected.
Yeah. Well, they're going to... I mean, anytime you're going to see anything about smart cities, they're going to portray it as like... this super awesome futuristic mm-hmm. where everything's available to you and all this other stuff.
You don't have to worry
like,
about
like, look, man, we're not supposed to be in the movie WALL-E, right? Like, where everyone...
Right.
Try red. It's the new blue.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Floating like, around on those things.
Right, yeah. right. And essentially, that's what it's going to be. And we're not even going to have to float around because we're going to have surrogates that are doing everything for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Because they were going to be chipped in the brain and they yeah. want us, you know, and that's... It's all imprisonment. It's all imprisonment. We're already imprisoned, but they want to shut the door.
Yeah.
They want to shut the door. We're all sitting in the cell, in our nice comfy cells with all of our lavish things, but they're about to close the door.
Yeah, property taxes aren't enough of a
right.
a right. prison quite yet.
Right.
Because everything that we have to go through now, like taxes and certain laws yeah. and restrictions.
There's still
and,
ways out, though.
Yeah, and social media restricting yeah. content and shadow banning. Those are all luxuries yeah. of life. Like, those are, you know, more money, more problems kind of thing. More freedoms, yeah. more free problems.
Stupid
like,
ass mortgage.
Yeah. So we bitch and moan about all this. But at the end of the day, the ultimate price is, like, them completely silencing us and making us robots. And that's right. the goal.
Right.
Where they're just slowly inching us there. Like, everybody's... really over the cost of living thing, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's struggling. Yeah. yeah. You know how good it's going to sound to some people to be like, you won't ever have to worry about cost of living again. You're always going to afford your rent. You're right. never going to make less than you deserve. All you have to do is join this smart city and give up your freedom yeah. to driving a car or yeah. to having a luxury place with extra blah, blah, blah. Like, it's going to sound good to so many people. And whether that's because those people are lazy or because they genuinely can't get ahead because our society has on purpose made it impossible to thrive. it doesn't matter. Like, there's going to be so many people willing to just fork it over.
I would say overwhelmingly it's going to be the lazy communist socialist kids.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But then do they get those people chipped up and make an army out of them versus us?
They could.
The rest of the people who don't want to succumb to it. You know, they're like, okay, these people are lazy and dumb because we've done our job and dumbed them down over the last however many years. But now we're going to really use them to our advantage, put the chips in them, use... Yeah.
And they'll willingly take
use it to get them smarter, right? Get them working harder, smarter, stronger.
Right.
And then come after the rest of us who have refused to join this 15-minute city life.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But I'm open to it happening, so I won't be shocked if it does.
Yeah, DARPA dogs or...
DARPA dogs.
Or...
yeah, they don't even need people.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was saying is in the last one, I was like, what's the point of even having us anymore? You know, if they can do that. But then that's why I say it all has to do with collection of souls.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like they need people to download.
Mm-hmm.
They need people to...
There is a spirituality aspect for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, everything is working for Baphomet or whatever his name is. Baphomet? Yeah, Baphomet. The goat head deity.
Yeah.
Devil, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everyone that's famous is part of that cult.
Yeah.
It's like that video we just saw on the guy that moved to California with David... Dobrik. I never watched him, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I just knew who he was.
Young for you, too.
But basically, you know, they were both invited to this party in California, in Hollywood. And the other dude left. And
David took the offer.
And David took the offer and did some crazy things behind a door as blackmail.
Well, and that whole group, that was filmed. The vlog squad, is super twisted anyways.
Yeah.
Just all the things that have happened over the years with them is, like, not good.
They're not normal people. And that's the thing. No. Everyone that you know that's famous is in a cult or has been a part of the cult at some point. And that could even be Donald J. Trump, too. I mean, you don't become one of the richest men in the world without doing some shady stuff.
Yeah, maybe they're just, some of them are repenting.
True.
You know, and they're trying to get back in the graces of God. But I think that, well, I can't say that I think. Like, I know, because God does exist and because of Jesus and all of this, that there is a reason for us to be here. And even the elites know that. Right. They can't just get rid of all of us because it's such a bigger game at play. There's so much more at stake than just us. Yeah.
But you do need someone that knows that life to take it out, in a sense. So... Not in any way comparing the two. So whoever's listening, not in any way comparing the two. But the story of Moses, right? Moses was raised up as a prince of Egypt, all this other stuff. Killed a guard, ran off, exiled. But he was able to lead the Israelites away from Egypt. Because, you know, he himself was Hebrew. But he lived on the other side. And so he had the insight of what freedom is like. What, you know, anything other than servitude is like, in a sense. And so you need someone with that insight to be able to kind of lead you out of it.
Yeah.
None of us have been in that lifestyle. None of us have seen... what it takes to overcome in that world.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I'm not comparing the two, but it's kind of similar in that aspect. We need to have someone that can show us what we can be if we break free from all these things.
Right.
And I know there's going to be people that listen. Well, not necessarily our listeners, but... You know, the trolls. People that come in and hate listen.
Who give us listens and downloads on Spotify. Thank you very much.
Right. They'll take that clip. Oh, thanks for the IP addresses, when you go to the website. But But they'll take that clip and they'll be like, oh,
run with it.
Yeah, you think he's the Messiah. No, and here's the thing. No one worships Trump. We just understand the reality of the situation. There's no one else.
We just don't see another way out.
There's no one else with as much BDE as Donald J. Trump that is going to be able to go in there and mess things up. There's just none. Yeah. And mess things up in a positive way because the establishment is corrupt. I mean, you see, he's got 81 accounts or 81 charges supposedly against him. It's like 700 years. Guess what? Not one of them is an insurrection, which proves it wasn't an insurrection, that he didn't instigate anything.
Nope.
But no, he did it. Yeah, never mind the 30 plus federal agents that were in undercover saying, let's storm the Capitol. Tons of video of that. So, no, we just understand the reality of the situation. There's no one else that's as big and powerful as Donald Trump that can go in and do what we need to be done to our government. Because our government is not our government.
No.
It hasn't been our government for a very long time. And they're all globalists. It all started with Prescott Bush. Go check that video out. The Bush family.
Yeah.
But it all started back then, basically leading up to this point. Yeah. It's all for a one world government.
Yep.
And now that AI is here, that's why the World Economic Forum is pushing it as much as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who our government answers to, is the WEF.
Yeah.
You know, the left, the WEF.
The WEF. Well, and Donald Trump is literally it's do or die right now. And he's the only one that we know who can actually take on that beast, who can slay it.
Right.
You know, like there were promising things said by DeSantis or by Vivek or whoever.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they haven't done the job.
Right.
They don't know the people.
Trump got things done last time.
Trump has relations with Russia. He has relations with North Korea. Like, he actually knows all these leaders of the world and has these relationships already. Right. That's step one.
Because he took the time.
Yeah. And that's just the beginning of it. That gets us out of wars, which is huge.
Right.
But then, you know, there's the fact of just the everyday job. You know, what does the economy look like? What do you have to do in that vein?
Right.
You know, what is supply? And there's just so many things that he's already done. And when he was in office, how many times do we have to say this? He's already been the president. He's been in office. Things were good.
Right. Trump's going to be a dictator.
That's why I'm voting for him. Because things were fine before. His cognitive function is great.
Yeah.
Everybody who talks crap about him being, you know, cognitively not there and he has issues.
But they don't say anything about Biden.
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you saw Trump
president house plant
upstairs? Yeah. There's just no comparison. And I have to laugh at everybody who just comes at you with that argument because it's such bull.
They just live under a rock. They're so incredibly indoctrinated. And that's why I say it's a cult.
It is.
It's a cult.
It is.
They can be shown all the proof all day long and will still deny.
Yeah. And that's not our problem.
That's cult members. And that's what I've always said. We can't do anything for those people.
Mm-mm.
The only thing we can do is people that come looking for the information, just give them whatever information that we have that we know is true for a fact.
Right.
Or say, hey, maybe connect the dots on this and this and this and see if you come to the same conclusion we did.
And again, even if we're presenting information that we're not 1,000% about, it's not like, take this for word. And if you don't, then we're going to track you down. Like, no, it's, hey, here's a thought.
Here's a thought.
Think about it.
Right.
Expand on it a little bit. Yeah. Do you believe it or do you not? Like,
right.
Nobody's supposed to agree with everything everybody says ever.
No.
That's...
Well, except for you and me.
Well, yeah. We share a brain, so that's different. We might as well be in a little petri dish.
Yeah.
Earlier today, we were both in the kitchen. I was doing dishes and he was behind me cooking. And I started whistling Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Yeah. Wow, how that came to my brain. And he turned around and goes, stop. I was just singing that in my head. So it's official.
It really is crazy.
Telekinesis is real now.
See, we don't need any technology for that.
Like, an hour later, looks at me, he's like, what song is in my head now? I'm like, it doesn't work like that. I'm not That So Raven. Like, we're not. So we hope that you got some insights, hopefully a ton of insights over the past four episodes if you've listened to them all or even just bits here and there. Like, they're... is so much information that feeds into this Agenda 2030. It is online. You can look into it. It exists. You know, there's a lot of things and liberties that we're taking as far as where it could go. But all these things are just looking at the realities of what our country has done before, what they're willing to do.
Right.
Like, nothing that we talk about is out of the realm of possibility.
No.
No. So decide.
And they will blatantly tell you what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's the thing. It might not be exactly on the website anymore, but go look at any clip
of
Charles Schwab talking at the World Economic Forum and what he wants to do by 2030.
Yeah.
Literally any clip. Any clip. There's tons and tons. We give him way too much publicity.
Like we said.
But he's the face of it. He's the face of Agenda 2030.
Yeah.
And so go listen to him talk about it. And they basically look at us as slaves because that's what we are. There's it is Hunger Games. You have the capital and you have all the districts.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
Yeah.
We are all enslaved.
Yep.
And they keep us distracted with nonsense constantly. And now we're overstimulated because internet and everything else. So
just because life.
Yeah.
Life is tough, man. It's really tough. Like, we're presented with challenges every single day that are unforeseen. And we're at a very good place in our lives. And we're still find ourselves struggling sometimes with things.
Yeah.
The frustration that comes over you. Like, I understand why people are just freaking done. You know, like, why depression is so high, why suicide rates are so high. We see all these TikToks that are like, you know, my parents in their early mid-20s bought a house, had two kids, me in my mid-20s googling, you know, what was the thing last night. See,
pizza bites near me, or chicken wings near me, or something.
Chicken nuggets near me.
Yeah, chicken nuggets near me.
Yeah, that's what they're doing in their mid to late 20s. So things have changed so much. People are hopeless. I was hopeless before I met Tavis, which was only not even 2 years ago.
Thanks.
You know, I was meeting potential romantic partners who sucked because so many people just live these delusional lives now. Money was tough because we're going through one of the hardest economic times ever, you know, trying to get out of my parents' house, trying to find somebody that's good. When am I going to be able to buy a house? Am I ever going to have any capital of my own? Like, it was really, really tough.
Right.
And so I get why people do get so down, why they go to coping mechanisms like drinking or using drugs, because life sucks if you don't have
intentionally
goodness and light too. Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Because all these people you fight with online, they have to be miserable, right? Yeah. They talk to you about how bad your life has to be, how you are this and calling you names and all that. But like, they would switch places with you in a second, in a heartbeat, for the life that we have, that we've built here for ourselves together, everything. Like, there are so many angry little people. And instead of using their brains and finding ways to like get out of that and be better, they just decide to go online and rip everyone a new, you know what, because they think that that's.
And a lot of the times they don't even have a picture for their profile.
Oh, yeah. It's usually an anime character or Spock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That Star Trek group.
I'd love to hear them put together a coherent podcast episode.
I checked in on them this morning and they haven't said anything in a couple of days.
Yeah. So anyways, that covers Agenda 2030 for this time. If you haven't listened to the other episodes, Nobi, go back. You've got time. They are all up now. It's just something that we really have to look out for and be smarter than accepting.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to, is like, don't accept somebody else running your life for you.
Right.
Use the free will you've been given. You have freedom of speech. You have freedom to carry. You have freedom to choose what goes in your body. For now. For exactly. Now. So just be strong, and that's your moral, that's your value, is freedom.
Think before it's illegal.
Yeah, that was a great shirt. I wish we had come up with that first.
Yeah,
new merchandise will be on the way soon. I'm sitting here realizing, I'm like, we really need more shirts that have things across the middle, because my mic loves to cover my cute little anti-woke patch over here.
Given the circumstances of our society right now, I think we're gonna go more God merch.
Yeah. A little more holy.
More scripture.
Yeah. Well, we've been going stuff through like some that spiritual journeys here. Right. And that's definitely something that we want to feature more. It has a lot to do with education too. And like, we both admit that like, we need to do better when it comes to our education about the Bible and God and everything in that realm. Right. But we're actively trying.
Yeah.
You know? Our relationships are growing. Yeah. So I hope y'all enjoyed it. We enjoy coming on every week and doing this. Tavis has having coughing fits. There is that flu, cold, weird season going around right now.
I didn't have any coughing fits until we said
that. Of course not.
Like, I had no issues all day long.
No, no. So, as always, too, follow us on socials. Get the ball rolling a little bit with us over there so we're not shadow banned as much. We always put those links in the description. No. What else? Anything? I don't think so. No. Stay vigilant. Stay smart. Use your brain.
Yeah. Break free.
Break free. Yeah. It's our new motto. Yeah. Break free. It's always been our motto, but now it's like official.
Yeah. From break everything. Free. From the indoctrination, from smart city.
From Satan.
Satan.
Satan's grip over our world.
From the secular world. Yeah.
Quite literally. Yeah. So thank y'all for listening. As always, we will see you in the next one and on socials. And good day. Good night and good morning.
I don't know. Okay, Truman.
Good morning, Vietnam.
You can just say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. All right, catch y'all next time.
Bye.